Hello, everybody, and welcome to Wednesday, October 16th, 2019. Welcome to Shelby's World. Hope you all are having a blessed week, a great day. I wanted to kind of go directly into the podcast today because I wanted to talk about what coming together may cost. And I chose that topic today because I was featured on Freedom Train's podcast this past Sunday with my boy Joe and my boy Pat, and they had a number of topics that they go over when they're doing their podcast, but one particular topic jumped out at me, and it was about Hong Kong and Taiwan and their battle with China to be considered their own sovereign entity in China or separate from China. My podcast wasn't really based upon that. The battle, it was more so about them sticking together and coming together and the things that they're losing and the things that they have to go through just to get what they want done. And so the story started because this couple who was a native, they're natives of Taiwan, and they got into an argument while they were on travel in Hong Kong, and the travel ended up coming to an end for the woman because they got into an argument, which he allegedly stated that she told him that the baby that she was carrying wasn't his, it was her ex-boyfriend's, and she allegedly showed him a video, which none of that was ever having to be proven due to the fact that he stuffed her in a suitcase and he left her, and he was going back to Taiwan, but he would have probably gotten away with all of it unless the fact that he was using her credit cards and she was no longer alive or traceable. They couldn't find her. So the credit cards was the reason why they questioned him. The issue came about because the crime happened in Hong Kong, and there is no, they don't have a particular law set in place to where if I'm charged in Hong Kong that I can, and I live in Taiwan, where I can be tried for my crime from Hong Kong, and I can be shipped back, you know, and then basically where I'm from, I don't have to worry. Like, basically what it is that Taiwan is not allowing him to be extradited to Hong Kong for the trial. There's no particular camaraderie set in place for them to even do that. So that's an issue. So right now, what it looks like is that he's only being charged for using a dead woman's credit cards versus being charged for murder due to the them not having any laws set in place for extradition and things of that nature. So a woman is deceased and nothing happens. However, that my topic is based on the fact that Taiwan and Hong Kong are coming together as a people, Hong Kong separately, Taiwan separately, against China. And they're willing, and they're already doing this. They're using this particular situation to get what they want to happen in this law. And I honestly, I was like, this is crazy. A woman died. And we're not paying attention to the fact that this woman died, so he just walks free, blase, blase, and that's that. And then I focused on the bigger picture. The bigger picture to me is that when you're trying to get to something, when you're trying to make hindsight of what it is you all believe in as a country or as a people. And in order to get that done, you limit yourself to things to make sure that everyone in your continent, in your city, like the city of Hong Kong and the continent of Taiwan, are taken care of. They're fighting so hard for this particular law to be passed or not passed until they are going without water. They're going without food. They're not using the bus system. They're losing out. They're actually protesting, and their protest is actually working. And you may have times where a life is lost. You may have times where, in order for things to happen, people have to lose their lives, or people will actually put themselves on the line to make sure that everyone in that situation is being held accountable, is being held responsible, is being held up to the standard that they want. Now, Taiwan and Hong Kong both want to have their own separate entities. 500 years ago, there was a time when Japan was over Taiwan, and there was a time when China was over Hong Kong. And then there also was a time where Hong Kong was their own separate entity, where for 50 years, they had no, it was a communist state, communist continent. Now, moving forward, before I even continue, I want to go ahead and point out that this podcast, if you want to go hear everything about this particular story, this particular situation, you can go over to Freedom Train, and it'll be under the podcast Lessons from the Screen, and Patrick Irvin is over that particular podcast, and it's titled Hong Kong. So that will give you the full breakdown of what is going on. But I wasn't too much worried about everything that's happening in that story. I was focused on the fight. We as a people, and I am an African American woman, I'm a black woman, and we as a people, my people, will continue to support all entities that have wronged us. If we spend a dollar on some french fries at McDonald's, the fries could be totally disgusting. You go back in the line and you let them know you want new fries or you want your money back. They treat you nasty. They talk to you disrespectful, and you still come back and spend your dollar again. My people, this whole continent, Taiwan is a city. You can tell me that a whole people, a whole tribe of people, for a law to be passed. This is for a law. Then the law is simply, we're not going to extradite people from Hong Kong to Taiwan to be charged for murder. There's no way that we're going to do that. That's what they're fighting for. They're fighting, and it may not be a huge thing to us, but they're willing to go hungry. They're not selling goods to these places. They're not doing anything. They're not working with them. They're not cooperating with them. They're shutting off all means of communication, resources, and everything to themselves just so that they can prove this point. Just so they can prove this point. And we can't stop buying tennis shoes. We can't, we're being murdered at the highest rate in this country by ourselves, by law enforcement, by the country itself as a whole. The government alone is raping the black culture. And we spend the most money, we have the highest dollar, and nothing is being done. So me as a black woman, a mother, a wife, an activist, a chef, a podcast moderator, whatever title I carry on that day, I'm sick of it. So if you can tell me that, okay, and I think I've quoted this before, maybe not on my podcast, but in another conversation, Malcolm X and and Muhammad Ali worked hand in hand on a few things. Muhammad Ali has and I can't remember it completely verbatim, but it's one of my favorite quotes, one of my favorite segments that I've watched with him speak. And he said, if there are over 10,000 snakes coming toward me, and out of those 10,000 snakes, 1,000 of those snakes don't want to harm me, am I supposed to keep my door wide open, hoping that 1,000 snakes gonna stop those 10,000, gonna come, make them come together, and they, those 1,000 snakes gonna come together and they're gonna stop that 10,000 from eating me? Or am I gonna close my door on all 10,000 snakes? Think about it. Think about it. We have to do better. This is becoming way more volatile. The situation has arisen to the point where it's a numbing thing. We just think it's a normal situation to be murdered. We're treating everything as a normality, and we're too emotional. We're not willing to put our emotions to the side and say, you know what, I'm willing to go without using Chevron gas for the next 100 days because Chevron has wronged my people. We're not willing to do that. We can't even turn off sports. We can't do anything. We'll still continue to use salons and things that have wronged us. We continue. But as soon as one of our black people do something to us, as soon as one of us harm one of us, we don't fuck with black folks no more. We turn our back on our own for the one wrong thing that may have done to you. But you can forgive, constantly forgive the nature of what the white person or anybody else has done to you. And it's fascinating to even know that that's a continued thing. And we also, on the Freedom Train podcast that day, we also discussed Amber Geiger, whatever her name is. I don't give her too much of my time, but what disturbed me the most that day was how if that would have been a black woman who had murdered his brother, they wouldn't have hugged anybody. That whole situation burned my insides up, but that was in my emotions that it burned up. Factual and factually stating, I don't care about letting another person know that they're forgiven. If I forgive you, that's my own stuff. That don't have nothing to do with nobody else. I don't know what type of clap or accolades you think you're gonna get for forgiving somebody publicly, but who cares? So we constantly will betray ourselves just to continue to be looked upon as the non-volatile race. We already got that title. Who cares? And I think that the constant rate, the highest rate, the fact that we keep getting murdered by law enforcement, and these apologies and things keep on coming up, and we're these are professionals that are doing this. We got a recent one with the young lady in Texas. Discussing that is an emotional situation for me. But when we take our emotions out of stuff, we learn how to come together more. And my question to you all today, what are you willing to lose to come together? At what cost are you willing to come together? And at this point, I will never give up on my people. However, my hope is no longer as strong as it used to be, because I see us going backwards rather than forward. But it doesn't take away the fact that I know that out of 10,000 of us, somewhere 1,000 of us ready to fight, ready to put our boots on, ready to strap up. So as you all keep going through your days and going through your weeks and your months of living, I want you all to continue to remember that there is a cost for everything. And what are you willing to actually lose and sacrifice to make sure that your children have a future? What are you willing to lose and sacrifice to make sure that your family is taken care of in the long run? Because at this point, it doesn't look like we're willing to lose much. And that whole it takes a village thing, I'm starting to realize that you don't mind a village stepping in, but as soon as they raise their voice at your child or tell your child not to do something, you want to fight. I need y'all to have that same damn energy with these people who murdering us, these same people that's taking away your rights in your life. I need that same energy and I need it to get more bombastic when you dealing with things of that nature versus wanting to jump on one of your own for their ignorance. I appreciate you all. I love and life you all. I hope that this will shed a little bit more light on us, because all we need to do is take a moment, one moment each day, to think about what it is that we're willing to sacrifice to become a better people. I hope the rest of this week is great to you all, and may the Most High continue to bless you all in your abundant days. Have a great day, and thank you for tuning into Shelby's World.